This slide shows how changing one of the three inputs will affect the RGB image. The columns show the red, green, and blue components and the derived RGB. The top line shows the red, green, and blue bands from Terramotus and the true color RGB that's derived from them. The control, if you will. In the second line, the red component is only half as bright, but the green and the blue remain at full intensity. In the third line, the green component is half as bright, and the red and the blue are full intensity. And in the fourth line, the blue component is half as bright, and the red and the green are at full intensity. The RGBs from the four combinations are in the rightmost column. With less red, the RGB acquires a cyanish hue, because blue plus green is cyan. With less green, the RGB acquires a purple hue, because with less green you see more red and blue, which makes magenta. And with less blue, the RGB acquires a yellowish hue, because with less blue you have red and green that makes yellow. In this example, my opinion is that the RGB with halved green is the most unnatural looking, perhaps indicating the importance of green wavelengths over a vegetated surface in a true color RGB.